my goodness. What a first week of playoffs. How you guys doing? It's Michael Dewey here with you guys for another quick episode on the Nothing Catchy podcast. We are talking about the quarterfinals. We had our first week and some people got eliminated and will not be getting the championship. Some surprises, actually, really, truly in the mix of it. And I figure what we'll do today on today's show is we'll just kind of go over the matchups, who won, who didn't, who I think is going to keep doing well, all that fun jazz. And also, we'll start with, I don't know if you guys do this, whenever you go into the playoffs and say you didn't make the playoffs, you see where you potentially would have seeded if you were close. So here, good example. My team, I was on a win streak. I almost pulled off the upset and came into the playoffs as a sixth seed. The only reason why I didn't is because I had a inferior total point scored by about 80. So it was actually a pretty substantial difference. But if we could have had maybe one more week, I probably could have pulled it off, I think. But the reason why I do that say that is I look at myself and say, okay, I had a good chance if I had just tweaked one thing this year to be the sixth seed. I could have been the sixth seed fairly easily. So I'm going to follow that position and pretend I'm in there and play every single week like I'm going up against the person who I would be in the championship bracket, just to see if I would have quote unquote won the championship with just one move in the year. I know some people may think, oh my goodness, that's terrible. How do you do that? And then like not get depressed by it. Well, the truth is I always try to challenge myself and push myself to be better and better. So for me, it's a way to actually look at the situation of, well, there's not much I could have done. I would have probably lost anyway because of my team and because of my lineup. How can I adjust my team to be better at the end of the season versus the beginning of the season? Because it really is, there's this really fine line where you make trades throughout the year to win games to get to the playoffs. But the truth is sometimes those matchups in the playoffs aren't really even that good. I kind of just go through and follow it. And what's crazy is if I would have made the sixth seed, let's say I would have taken Gord of the Galaxy spot, Kendrick, if I would have taken his place and gone up against Dad Jokes, Derek, I would have won that week. And so I would be moving on to the next round. And so I still could have had a chance for the championship. I would have been the highest scoring person also for that week in that bracket. Thielen the Breeze this week actually got the highest score. We'll talk about that game in a little bit later. Kind of a bummer that I'm not in the championship because, like I said, I would be moving on to the next round. As the sixth seed, I would be going up against Cassie, though. So it would be a hard game. So I don't think I would have actually won, but this is a fun game to kind of play as you go along, especially if you're not in the championship bracket. So that being said, who got eliminated? Who got eliminated in this championship round? Well, Cyphers, Mr. Cypher Cryptic, who won last year, is out. He lost. And the truth is, he lost because of Philadelphia's defense. Philadelphia's defense had a really good chance, and also that he had Josh Jacobson. He could have put literally any of his running backs on his ball. He couldn't have put Williams in because he got zero as well. But he could have put, Scarborough? Is that who he has? Yeah, he has Scarborough. He could have put him in and gotten 7 points, and he would have won this week. So sad to say, Mr. Cypher Cryptic is out. That means Lamar Jackson is not going to take somebody to the championship. And that means Patrick Mahomes could still take somebody to a championship. So we will see. Cypher Cryptic lost to Jake Prosser. Or as many people see, I am faster than ya with the two pieces from Tyreek Hill. But seriously, Jake, if I could give you any advice, try to diversify a little bit on your wide receiver situation. That would probably help you out a little bit. Don't play Sammy Watkins and Tyreek Hill. not going to work out well. Anyways, says the guy, I guess, giving advice who's not in the championship to the guy who is in the championship bracket. But still, I digress. The other championship game that happened was Guardians of the Galaxy Kendrick versus Dad Jokes Derek. And honestly, that was a pretty close game. Only 5 points, well, not even 5 points, 4 points, pretty much 4 points difference. And looking at Derek's bench, he really couldn't have done it any better. He played the very best game that he possibly could. So you can't really fault the guy too much. The only area he could have done better was if you put Marlon Mack in instead of David Montgomery. And that would have given him about 3 points or so. So he still would have been slightly short, but maybe not exactly. And Guardians of the Galaxy, he could have played better anyway and just blown him out of the water if he would have put Jimmy Garoppolo in as opposed to Aaron Rodgers. But let's be honest, who's gonna do that? Who's going to do that? Not very many people. If I'm going to give any advice to Gordon, though, this next week, don't play Aaron Rodgers. I think, crazy thought here, you can actually drop Aaron Rodgers. He's going to play Chicago next week and then Minnesota. I think you don't even need, unless you're going to make him your keeper. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers, don't play him. Stream somebody else. So now what that means is next week, Guardians of the Galaxy, Kendrick, is going to be playing Victoria's Secret, the first seed. And then I'm Faster Than Ya is going to be playing Darren. Eagles Lair. So let's see. I don't know. Eagles, Darren's got a pretty good team. The problem is, let's look at that matchup real quick. Hold on. Week 15. Oh, weird. Exceeded it differently. Huh. It looks like actually Cassie's going to be playing Jake and Darren's going to be playing Kendrick. So yeah, looking at the kind of the lineup here, it's a lot of work that needs to be done. Darren is currently favored to win by a lot, but also Kendrick has a few spots empty. And then also Cassie is projected to win, but not by much. So, ooh boy, it's going to be a good shootout. I'm kind of excited to see. So, this week I just needed to see if I would have beat Darren, or Eagle Slayer. So we'll see how that goes. Now coming down to the consolation bracket, the one that I'm in, giving the shout outs to the people who deserve it. We'll do real short ones. Good Juju lost to Millennium Falcon. So Brandon beat Matt. And you know, what's funny about that is Brandon came in on the 12th seed, the very bottom of the barrel, absolute bottom. That means he's not getting the first overall pick now, though. So he's pretty much guaranteed 10 or better because of that. So good job. What's really kind of sad is Make Football Great Again, Michael Weberly. He, however, got kind of screwed over. He came in the 10th seed and lost to Thielen the Breeze, but he lost when he put up 142 points. He lost when he put up 142 because Thielen the Breeze put up 153. I honestly think that is the largest score of the year. And that's because he had Mostert, Woods, Sanders, literally everybody. Thielen the Breeze even had Drew Breeze on his bench. So if he would have put Drew Brees in, that would have been an extra 30 points. He would have had 180 points if he would have put Drew Brees in. My goodness, he almost had the perfect lineup. That is insane. So I'm sorry, Michael. You kind of got the short end of the stick on that one. But yeah, so pretty much playing for last place for the first overall seed is going to be Good Juju and Make Football Great. I'm going to put my money on the fact that Matt Good Juju is going to get the first overall pick. I almost would put my money on it just because Michael has a pretty good team, honestly. I'm surprised he is in the bracket that he's in. He honestly kept getting kind of screwed over with certain matchups throughout the year. So, okay, who am I playing next week in the consolation bracket? I get to play Mr. Thielen the Breeze. And then Brandon is going to play Dom, Mr. Super Camario. So we're pretty much fighting as much as we can to get to that number six or that seventh overall pick or sixth overall pick, one of those two, because you want to get as high as you can in the consolation bracket. I feel like we should start to look into a penalty if anybody doesn't, whoever does worse, besides getting the first overall pick, I feel like there should be a penalty. If you have any ideas or suggestions of what you think the penalty should be, let me know. I think it'd just be kind of fun to help people, kind of encourage them to not try to bomb and get the first overall pick. I don't think anybody in this league right now is trying to bomb, because I think Brandon had the perfect opportunity to do that and he didn't. But yeah, we shall see how things go. Honestly, in terms of waivers, I'm not, I don't really see too many out there. I will tell you this though. I called it. I said it. I'm tooting my own horn. Toot, toot, toot. And I'm going to say it again. Kansas City's defense is sneaky good. Look into picking them up. Again, against New England, they scored 11 points against New England. And as a defense, 10 points is a great baseline. Usually if you get 8 points, you're sitting pretty. And if you're getting anything like five or less, you're like, ugh, I could have done better. So if they're getting on average 10, that is a pretty good week. So again, keep an eye out for that defense. If you're looking for a streamer in terms of a quarterback, you can always look at Andy Dalton. You can always look at, you know, some people were texting me last night and saying, what about Eli Manning? Should we go for Eli Manning against Miami? You're welcome to if you want to. I personally don't think I could ever stomach that one. I would rather play some other rougher looking situations than that. Like I would rather do Ryan Fitzpatrick again. I've been kind of talking about him for a while. I've been streaming him. He's playing the Jets this next week. He played the Jets this last week. He's playing the Giants this next week. So, and he's playing like a guy who literally, this is his last season enjoying the NFL for what it is. So I don't know. I would honestly go ride him and go till the end, because he plays Giants this week and championship week he plays, Cincinnati. So if Fitzpatrick is still out there for you, get him, play him, definitely worth it. In our league, actually, a real quick random tip, if anybody is on IR, now is the time to pick them up and put them on your IR spot, because remember in the offseason you get to keep anybody on your roster, including the IR spot. So if there's a player that is on the IR that's out on the waivers right now, pick them up, put them on your IR, fill up your bench. Now is kind of a time, if you're out of the championship, this is the week that you need to do it, because next week is championship week. So again, tips here. There are four teams who are going to get locked out of their teams this week. So this is the week you need to be picking up anybody to add to your bench if you're going to be doing it. So Make Football Great Again and Good Juju, you guys are going to be locked out of your teams after this week. And same with Dad Jokes and Cypher Cryptic. Once this weekend of games is done, you guys won't be able to make any more transactions because you won't have any more games the rest of the year. So like I said, pick up people on waiver wire, start planning for next year. Anybody who you think might be a starter coming up that's maybe on injured reserve, or you just want to, whatever, now's a good time to start doing that. Give yourself some options this offseason to play with and research and see who you want to keep. Since we don't have a huge bench, you may not be able to keep too many people, but definitely worth it, in my opinion. You don't need to keep that handcuff anymore if you are pretty much going to be out. So anyways, outside of that, I don't really think there's any players I want to talk about. Quarterbacks are pretty much straightforward. Wide receivers, pretty straightforward. Pretty much everybody's been picked up that I know of that is out there that is worth a pickup. Our team is pretty well picked clean. There is a slight chance if you need a tight end, Tyler Higbee, you could grab him. But really, truly, I don't believe I would do it, because he's flashing right now. He played Arizona and Seattle, which is the number one and number two defenses against tight end in terms of who gives up the most points. And he's about ready to go to Dallas and San Francisco, which are not good matchups. So I wouldn't do that personally. Anyways, I hope you all have a fantastic week. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the show after, not this week, but next week, because next week will be championship week. I might do one more after that in terms of talking about like some awards or some achievements and things. But really, I don't know what I'm going to do with the podcast. I might just shift it over as like a off-season NFL type conversation. There's not going to be a whole lot of things happening though. So, you know, there may be some weeks where there's just nothing to talk about, and so I don't really do anything. But if there is something to talk about, I might pop on. So if you're not in the league, or if even if you are and you want to keep listening to football stuff and you're enjoying this, hearing my Anyways, if you like my sexy voice, we'll do that one. If you like my sexy voice and you want to keep listening to it, then you're welcome to. I will try my best to keep doing stuff throughout the off season, even when there's not much to talk about. So, the other thing, Cypher, Connor, if you're listening, you're going to need to send back the trophy so that I can put the champion's name on it. Now that we know you're not going to be winning it, you can go ahead and send that back at your earliest convenience, and so that I can get it out to the champion here in the next week or so. Anyways, I hope everybody has a fantastic week. Enjoy the holidays. Christmas is coming up here. So Merry Christmas to everybody. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.